Riggs and Ally, rewind.
Our intern Kevin was like, what is it, rawhides? You're going to talk about rawhides? Because that's controversial.
Yeah.
giving rawhides to your dog.
It is?
A lot of people are like, you can't give it to them. It's going to tear up their stomach.
They are?
Rawhides,
oh,
yes.
I don't hang out with those people. Those elite dog owners.
Right.
We give our dogs rawhides.
Damn right.
Yes. Not every day. 5 times a day, but every once in a while,
so
whatever.
So what if I did?
Yeah.
Right?
My dog.
The rawhide people. It's a new cause.
Yeah, but it's like I'm a dog parent. I don't have children. We have a dog, Samson.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we take him to Camp Bow Wow in Waukesha, and there's a new one in Oak Creek, by the way. And when we drop him off there, he plays with all these other dogs. And sometimes he gets very vocal. Like, he goes up and he barks in other dogs' faces. They say he's very happy. He gets very excited. But other dogs don't like it when a dog is barking right in their face.
Yeah.
Right? I don't like when people talk right in my face. So I can understand why a dog would be frustrated. So
get
they
that.
Said what they do for some dogs that get anxious in those situations because they get kind of overwhelmed and overstimulated. Mm-hmm. They give them CBD treats.
Oh?
CBD, which I've heard used for humans, which I've seen like in grocery stores, and I see it in gas stations. I see it all over the place. There's CBD shops. So I was like, CBD for a dog?
I don't think that's weird. I think people are doing that.
Yeah. So they gave him a CBD dose, and they said that he was completely different. Completely different.
Really?
You ever had CBD oil? Somebody rubbed some on my shoulder once when it was sore, and it's like a lotion.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know what to think. And I went, okay, rub your little lotion on my shoulder, you weirdo. It got rid of the pain that, like, nothing else. It was within an hour. It within an, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, I was like, it's just a lotion, like a CBD oil lotion on my shoulder. That was it. And
that's,
I was like,
super
wow,
cool.
How did that do that?
They said it was amazing. They said he was still happy and, like, outgoing, but he didn't do the bad, like, the behavior, like the barking in the other dog's faces. I don't know if that was an anxiety thing that was somehow relieved with the CBD. So I was kind of
brings him down.
I know. So I was like, I'm kind of sold on this. So we went and got him a bag of CBD treats now. We got for our dog.
You know, everybody thinks you're giving him drugs now.
Right? Oh, Riggs,
you're
getting
you don't get high off of CBD oil.
It is not. It's the medical benefits of the marijuana plant, but without the THC, which is the part that gives you that euphoric, that high that people talk about. Go ahead.
First of all, text to 71037.
Please do.
And second of all, so. This isn't weird, though, to give your dog CBD oil.
I was just curious.
How do you give it to him again?
It's in little peanut butter treats. They're like little small cookies, right?
Now, have you noticed a difference at home with him doing it?
He's always chill at home.
Like, okay.
He's a very chill dog. So I'm saving them for when he's in anxious situations. Like if we're going in a car ride for a super long way.
Something he doesn't do a lot.
Yes. Uh-huh. Something he's not used to. Something that kind of calms him down a little bit. I'll give him the CBD.
Oh, we got a text at 71037. Mm-hmm. CBD for my dogs is great for temperament and for post-physical activity soreness.
Well, so I didn't even think about them getting sore.
Yeah. As they get older.
I don't think about a dog getting sore because they can't talk.
They can't talk. They just run and run and run and run.
Uh-huh. Well, when he gets older, he's going to start having problems with his joints. That'll be good to have.
Uh-huh.
A little CBD action for the doge.
Another text is 71037. I have a rescue Frenchie, and we use the hemp calming treats. It helps so much. He has bad anxiety.
Yeah.
And my dog Killer has bad anxiety, too, so I might try it with him. I mean, if people are saying it works, if you're saying it worked, I'll give it a shot.
You have nothing to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Oh, somebody said, where do you buy the treats? Now, that is a good question.
Yes. I bought mine. It's in Franklin, this place called CBD. It's like American Shaman. It's
so
this
any
new place.
There's CBD
any
oil
places.
Places everywhere now, so you could get them at any place.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they would probably have dog treats. Or just get online or look.
And they have different ones.
Look at these stores online. It's not like you're looking up a marijuana place, people.
Right.
True.
No, it's CBD.
Just,
so they have little treats. They have little oils that you can
it's
put
legal.
On. Yes, they have it's legal.
It's legal.
Yeah.
Little oils.
Don't
you
feel
can,
bad. Google it.
No.
Man.
Very okay. They had, even in the store, they had little rolled up hemp cigarettes. You can smoke the CBD as well.
Oh, interesting.
Which I was like, really?
You can smoke?
You can smoke CBD.
At that point, why wouldn't you just take the pill? What are you trying to kill your lungs for?
Right,
right.
Exactly.
Why would you do that?
Some people like to do it. Some people consume it that way.
Someone texted to 71037. Which treats did you get? Do you remember the specific treats? Or they were just peanut butter?
The specific brand?
Yeah.
It was from American Shaman was the brand.
Okay.
American CBD American Shaman. It's in Franklin if you want to look them up. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's good. It worked for him. So I would recommend it. I just wanted to know if you'd heard it before, and I'm glad other people have done that. So yeah, CBD for doges.
People are texting in like crazy. I have two huskies. CBD oil works wonders for their separation anxiety when we're away during the day.
There we go.
Doom, doom.
CBD.
Somebody said they bought theirs at Petco. Petco. You don't need, look at that. You can just go
dude.
To Petco.
Petco for it?
Well, apparently it's legal. Why wouldn't Petco have it?
They go to Petco too. Whatever.
Makes sense.
Hell yeah.
Get some CBD for your dog. Go ahead.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.